Hi there. So I'm back. I'm actually a little bit tired. Today's Thursday and I'm tired because I've had a really long week. I've been working on a couple of websites. I've just finished my first Christmas roll-up banner. Just to remind you, I am sat in the middle of July, and yes, I did say I've finished my roll-up banner. A little bit strange in some ways, yeah, definitely. I'll give you that one. So anyway, the important information I need to give you is about the Leeds Social Media Cafe. Today the sun is shining, I mean, it's just really hot. We've not seen this kind of heat for quite some time, and it feels like summertime is here. So I thought I'd keep with that spirit and openly share with you something that I've not yet fully launched. So in the next, hopefully over the weekend, but certainly over the next few weeks, I'm going to be pushing out some more promotion. So when I say promotion, I don't actually do proper marketing. The odd email here and there and a few tweets. So please do feel free to follow the upcoming August Leeds Social Media Cafe. This will happen on, as it always does, on the second Tuesday of every month, in this case in August. But it's really special news because I will be also seeking out lovely speakers for the Tea and Social event that'll happen in September and also for one in November. I think I'm oversharing by asking people to speak in November, maybe, but we'll see how that goes. But the reason for this vlog slash audio boo is because I want to talk to you about Leeds Social Media Cafe. It's basically really amazing, really good news. It's big thumbs up. I spoke to the lovely people at, I realize I know all of this, so I'm trying to backtrack now for you. So Leeds Federated Housing run a beautiful little housing project. Now they weren't just happy with tenants living in their houses. No, that's not good enough. So what they did was they ran a project called the Hugo, and well, the Hugo as in the Hugo family. And the idea of the Hugo family is they represent sort of an overall idea of what tenants could be like within their housing association, but they've just moved to Leeds and they require all of this digital savviness that some people might lack. And if you don't lack it, then maybe you just lack the ability to have the internet speeds and the broadband, or maybe you just don't have the computers. So the Hugo project really tries to have this idea of digital inclusion and outreach support around the digital being having access to the digital would be the right way of putting it. God, this is wordy, isn't it? So they've just run an amazing project where they've managed to get one or two buses to drive around Leeds city centre. Sorry, not the city centre, but around Leeds. Predominantly, probably, I'd imagine, the South Leeds. And the idea is that they help people skill up, be aware of, and be included in anything that is digital. There is a lot out there, a lot of information, and a lot of it, including government sector sort of bites of information, things like benefits, housing, JSA, tax credits if you're a business. There's lots of different elements, especially in the government area, on its own that needs to be digital, or you need to be digital. So people like Hugo do some amazing jobs and in just being present there and helping people. They also have a centre that's along sort of close to the city centre. And why am I telling you all this? Because Leeds Social Media Cafe is going to be there. It's going to be a lot more special than what I initially thought, because we're going to have a massive, amazing space. It's going to be summer, so people are going to be really happy and pleased. I realise we might be inside, but it's going to be great. We'll get the outside and the sun inside. And one way to do that, cupcakes. So we're just basically going to have tea and cakes, and it's going to be brilliant. I must think very carefully about if there will be toast available. I'm not saying they will, but actually I might try. If anybody has any social media cutting device in the shapes of Facebook, the bird for Twitter and stuff like that, I would be happy to toast and cut the toast into social media icons. Please do feel free to tweet me at TAntoast, or actually ask Leeds SMC, which is Leeds Social Media Cafe on Twitter, to do this and provide us with this juicy, amazing detail that oddly excites us. And yeah, in August, it's going to be really quite special. So please do book on now, so I know how many cupcakes to provide for you and how many teas and coffees or juice. You can really follow us through booking on the Eventbrite page, which currently is not up to date. On the Eventbrite login page, it won't be up to date for a little while yet. So this, if you're watching this and it's not yet August 2014, and if it's also that you're listening to the audio boo and a little mini podcast, then this is new information for you. So please go now, hop over after you finish and watching and listening to this, to Leeds Social Media Cafe. Eventbrite.co.uk. You need to do this now. I'm making this sound like a big deal, but in reality, I'll have one listener and one view on YouTube and one favourite, and each one will just be me, but with the hope that you are actually listening and watching, I really do hope that you will be there, because I feel that through the summer period it's just an exciting time to hold an event like this, because it's there for you. And the people that arrive are the people that are ones that usually make it. And please come with your discussions ready to hand. Just to briefly go back and explain that the Leeds Social Media Cafe is an event that gets people there. It allows people to come together and it allows you to discuss how you use social media and maybe don't use it. But then you can ask other people and engage and learn how other people do it. It's not a direct workshop, but it's a space for you to learn and be confident in what you do and how you do it, albeit digital. And also, from time to time, learn that it's not always the right way. Sometimes being human is the right way. And that's why we have an event and a space for us to meet, because we can now be human and actually meet people outside of the box that is known as the avatar or the profile picture. So I look forward to speaking to you soon and seeing you. If not, then please do tweet or email or comment some form below. I imagine there'll be comments and shares and stuff, so please do. And until then, I will see you soon. Thank you for listening and watching.